The goal is to further long-term career pathways for local indigenous youth. Wood Fiber LNG, WLNG, is collaborating with Squawu Seven Meshik Swumix, Squamish Nation, on a fully funded program for eligible indigenous students. Emily Mahani and John Williams are the first students to graduate as certified, interprovincial, fourth-class power engineers from the company's new training program. Nahani is a Squamish Nation member while Williams is Esquialit's First Nation. Both Nahani and Williams completed an intensive year as part of WLNG's operator training program on May 16. The program, which was launched last year, was developed by the Squamish Nation Training and Trade Center, British Columbia Institute of Technology, BCIT, and Woodfibre LNG. Both Nahani and Williams are currently continuing with their practical training at the Woodfibre LNG offices. WLNG spokesperson Sean Beardow confirmed that Nahani and Williams have to date completed the academic portion of the program, and they have been offered, and accepted, full-time roles as trainee operators. Beardow said that WLNG's operator training program is delivered in three key phases over 2 years. A 13-week course is first hosted at the Squamish Nation Training and Trade Center to develop students' foundational math and science skills, and from there, they study a 37-week academic and practical training program delivered by BCIT and the Squamish Nation Training and Trade Center. Students receive their fourth-class power engineering certificate once they pass exams from this 37-week phase, and are then officially hired as full-time trainee operators with WLNG. The final phase is the WLNG specifics phase, which offers another year of immersive, on-the-job, training, both at the Vancouver office and on-site. This phase focuses on real-time operations, equipment, and processes specific to areas within the plant, one area at a time. Nahani said that she and Williams will be at the WLNG site during the commissioning process as more modules come in. Nahani said she found the program via the nation's newsletter. "I was already on a waitlist at BCIT for the Women's Trades Discovery Program because I was looking into entering the trades world in some degree, because I knew that I didn't want to sit at a desk, and I like to work with my hands. So it was an undeniable opportunity for me," she said. "It's a very technical program, especially in the safety aspects, that can make it a little hard to absorb all at once. I find myself now not only thinking about the safety of the site, but everything else in my life as well," Williams said. According to a blog post on WLNG's website, students are mentored by experienced power engineers as part of the final year of site-specific training. "Just seeing our mentors talk about the industry and with passion makes you excited to be able to be in this industry for years to come," Nahani said. "The exciting part for me now is that rather than us gaining a broad general knowledge from the course, we get to have specific knowledge," Williams added. WLNG fully funded 15 Indigenous students in the program, 11 of whom are from the nation, including Nahani and Williams. Currently, there are 5 students who are continuing to work through the program, supported by WLNG. Students are provided with a training allowance that includes travel and childcare for those eligible, as well as tuition, training, materials, and meals. "I would love to see more companies taking initiatives like Woodfibre has for us, because you've seen plenty of times before where a company will come in, say they're going to do all these things and just never do it, or find a way around it, to get whatever's best for them, whereas I've always felt like Woodfibre is always doing what's best for us first," Williams said. Integrating culture into technical training. During training, students also have Cultural Fridays, where they participate in traditional activities such as drum making and discuss challenges as a group, with mentorship from senior Indigenous staff. "Our people have always been known as stewards of the land. You give to the land will give back to you," Williams said. "I've always been super happy to see all of the steps that have been taken to go along with that, not only within the project itself, but even just knowledge and reconciliation of what happened to us as a people. Everybody has to go through mandatory training for all sorts of our cultural background. One of the things they said after was, We had no idea any of this was going on, or this happened in the past, and then it's a huge wake-up call for a lot of them. I think that's really important to acknowledge. There are a lot of protocols when it comes to traditions and ceremonies, Nahani added. There is overlap in terms of having all of these people who've been in industry for years and years in the office with us, and the ability to go and ask them how I would talk to elders. Being able to have access to that wealth, that is not in any books, ties into the whole cultural piece of oral knowledge and oral histories. In a statement issued by WLNG, the program is described as a proud step forward for reconciliation and opportunity. Emily and John are a testament to the program's vision and promise. As they step into their new roles, they carry the responsibility of helping to operate one of Canada's most advanced LNG facilities, and to continue to act as stewards of the area. The WLNG facility is expected to be substantially completed by 2027. Please note that this story has been corrected and updated, including to say that Williams is from the Esquialets First Nation, that trainees are at the Woodfibre offices only and no longer at the training center. Ina Pace is the Squamish Chiefs Local Journalism Initiative, LJI, reporter. This reporting was produced through the LJI, which supports original civic journalism across Canada. The Squamish Business Beat was developed in response to local demand for more business-focused news. To be considered, please reach out to news@squamishchief.com. This independently produced article was brought to you by Community Futures Howe Sound, the Sea to Skies resource for financing and free business support to help local businesses and entrepreneurs in the area. Connect with them directly and learn more at cfhowsound.com or email Kieran at kieran.hale@cfhowsound.com.